ABC Radio Australia.
First, though, Indonesian police are using water cannons in an attempt to shut down protests in West Papua over an administrative shake-up to the region. Thousands of West Papuans have taken to the streets this week in opposition to Jakarta's decision to establish six new provinces in West Papua. While the government is promising more development, many Papuans believe the changes will tighten its grip over the region. Joining me now is Rosa Moywind, a Papuan activist in Jayapura. Good morning, Rosa.
Good morning, Mick.
Rosa, why have these proposed new districts in West Papua been so controversial?
First thing is because there was no proper process of decision-making. So it's all the decisions taken only by Jakarta, by the government in Jakarta, without involving West Papuan people to decide whether they want to have a new provinces or they want to have some more proper evaluation of the special autonomy law. So that's been a constant rejection since 2020. Like almost every month, people march on the street and protesting against this policy until recently, just yesterday, when we saw it on the media. Yeah.
And as you say, we've seen videos on social media of police using water cannons to disperse protesters, and tear gas was also reportedly used. Are you concerned by the tactics that police are deploying?
Yes, definitely, because under the Indonesian national constitution, freedom of expression, assembly is guaranteed. It means that any citizens of this country are allowed to express their opinion, even though it's opposing the government policy. But there should be a more democratic space for the West Papuan as well to express that. But unfortunately, instead of letting the protesters peacefully express their aspiration and rejections, local police here, they deployed almost like more than 1,000 officers on the street to stop people, and using all these militarized equipment, because, you know, like water cannon and other tear gas, this is very, very violent. Because from my concern, I've been monitoring on the ground during the protest, and I knew that most of the old protesters, they are very disciplined, non-violently, not attacking, not bring any harm things or weapon or anything like rock or stones. They just very, very disciplined on there and maintaining non-violent discipline when they march and rallies. But police came and just attacked them without negotiation, but just directly attack and then throw the tear gas and also water cannon. And I'm very worried about the condition, health condition of this protester, especially for them who get the water cannon, because it's very close. It's not long distance water cannon. It's just like 5-10 meters. So you can imagine their condition right now, which we can't see any support from any organizations at the moment, because it's difficult to get them. They are very worried about their security as well.
And apart from the water cannons and the tear gas, the protests have been peaceful so far, relatively peaceful. But are you worried that things could step up and violence,
yes,
real violence could happen?
Actually, from my analysis and many of us, the human rights groups here, we are worried about the policies of Jakarta to use more militaristic approach by using more, sending more troops and facing West Papuan rather than open democratic space or, you know, negotiation or dialogue, something like that. So then the people of West Papua can deliver their message. But with these policies of bringing more troops and military to the field, it's actually worrying, because it will cause more kind of trying to attract people to use violence. But I believe that the West Papuan, we are not violent people. We like to talk and negotiate with the government. So I think it depends on how government will approach the situation in West Papua right now. If they use military approach, that will create more violence and conflict.
I'm speaking to Rosa Moywind, who's a Papuan activist in Jayapura. Rosa, can you tell me a bit more about how people are feeling? And do you think these protests will continue while these changes to the district remain on the table?
Definitely. This protest will be continue, and it's organized by Papuan People's Petition because they have organized a signature petition since 2020 to reject the all the policies from Jakarta. So I think this will continue until the government in Jakarta stop all the process of policies for West Papua and open a space for West Papuan to deliver their voice. So I think it will be continued, and it's still kind of a key issue at the moment being spoken by people, even on the street. People just talk about that. So, yeah.
And some of West Papua's Pacific neighbours, including especially Vanuatu, have been very vocal in support of West Papua traditionally, but others have been less so. Do you feel like your struggle has many allies in the Pacific region?
I think the leaders in the Pacific, they made a really good support and actions. Recently, we knew that the elders, Pacific elders, they sent an open letter and, you know, their position to ask for the Indonesian government to look at the human rights violations, but in West Papua, but also, you know, to find more progressive action to solve the conflict in West Papua. So I think the support is still there. And we hope that through the Melanesian Spearhead Group and also Pacific Island Forum, I think with this human rights atrocity situations at the moment, I believe that Pacific leaders still on their commitment to support human rights in West Papua, but also to open more progressive communication and dialogue with the Indonesian government in terms of to find a solution, a better solution for West Papua.